एंड फाइनल इंस्पायर्स हिम टू अनाउंस हिज आश्रम ग्रस आश्रम एंड गो टू द फॉरेस्ट एंड फ्रॉम देयर Dhritarashtra gets liberated. Vidur was very fond of Dhritarashtra from very beginning. Vidur and Dhritarashtra had common father. Who was their father? Vyasdev. Vyasdev got Vidur, Dhritarashtra and Pandu as his sons, one from Ambika, another Ambalika and Vidur from maid servant of Ambika. So having common father, they both were brothers. He was Dasi Putra, but still he was equally respected and very great scholar. Vidur Niti is very famous. His instructions to the Dhritarashtra to manage the kingdom in challenging circumstances is very famous. And Vidur was fond of the Pandavas, and from beginning he would help the Pandavas, as the Pandavas did not have their father. They were under shelter of their mother Kunti Maharani, and they were having difficulties staying in the same palace with Duryodhan, who was envious of them, and Dhritarashtra, who would support Duryodhan blindly. Vidur was fond of the Pandavas. And at one time, when the Pandavas were exiled for 12 years and then to remain incognito on the 13th year, after that, the Pandavas send a messenger, Yudhishthira Maharaj send a messenger to Dhritarashtra to give back his kingdom. And Dhritarashtra, actually Duryodhan, he sent a message that he will not leave. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj, he sent Krishna. Krishna came as Shanti Dut, as peace messenger, somehow convince Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan to give the kingdom, half kingdom, to Yudhishthira Maharaj and not invite a war. But Duryodhan was so obstinate that he tried to arrest Krishna, and Vidur was very offended. Vidur never liked Duryodhan because of his character. And now when Duryodhan was trying to arrest Krishna, Vidur didn't like this. So after that, Krishna, of course, nobody can arrest Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. To arrest him, you have to put him inside. But there's nothing outside of him. How can you put him inside when he's everywhere? With Vidugras. So Krishna left. Then everybody knew war is imminent. So Dhritarashtra, he called one last meeting. He wanted to discuss still if there is a chance, last minute chance, to avoid war. Dhritarashtra from beginning, from years, was trying to avoid this war. Not because Dhritarashtra was coward, but he knew if this war happens, my sons will be killed. So he call Bhishmadev, Dronacharya, Duryodhan, Vidur, Karna, Sakuni. And then they were all sitting. Bhishmadev said, after Duryodhan has offended Krishna, I don't think he will leave longer. Because he has tried to arrest the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So war is imminent and Duryodhan has to die. When Duryodhan heard this, he was very happy. At least now they are talking about war. Till yesterday they were telling me not to fight. Now they are at least talking about war. Dhritarashtra didn't want this war, so he asked Vidur, please give some consultation, please tell us some solution. And Vidur said, look Maharaj, first point, Yudhishthira is right. He did gambling, he fulfilled his vow, 12 years exile, 1 year incognito. Now as a gentleman, you give justice. Invite them, bless them, give them half kingdom. Duryodhan has half kingdom, Yudhishthira has half kingdom. What will save this? Your sons will be prepared. This is Nyaya, this is justice. Otherwise, people will call you partial, that you did partiality against Yudhishthira. Point two, Maharaj, is look, Krishna is with the Pandavas and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the supreme powerful creator, the supreme independent controller. So there is no chance your sons will win the war. Krishna will kill all of them. So when you know Krishna is on the side of the Pandavas, the same Krishna who killed the demons when he was a small kid, he killed Putna when he was hardly 6 days old. He lifted Govardhan Hill at the age 7. He killed Kams without a weapon. He killed Kams with a punch. That Kams, whom even Indra was afraid to fight, Krishna killed just by his hand, bare hands. That Krishna is in the side of, on the side of Pandavas. So fighting a war with Pandavas is actually suicide mission. Because wherever there is Krishna, there will be victory. So it doesn't make sense. This is also second major reason we should not go for the war. We will win, we will lose. And the third point is, he told Dhritarashtra very frankly, you have so much affection for your son Duryodhan, but according to me, he should have been killed as soon as he was born. In fact, Vidura had given this advice on the birth of Duryodhan to Gandhari and Dhritarashtra both, that kill him immediately, or he will give you lots of trouble. What is the use of a son who gives you trouble? Generally they say the son is required to give liberation to the father and mother because he performs ritualistic activities after the death so that the parents are liberated from Narak Loka. For that son is required. But this son is going to make your life narak before death. Make you offender, Vaishnava apradi, trying to kill Yudhishthira Maharaj, trying to kill Bhimsen, trying to kill Kunti, trying to disrupt Draupadi. These are major offenses for which the only punishment is death. So what is the use of such a son? And what is the use of blind affection towards such a son? One who cannot help you in liberation, one who cannot help you in growth in Krishna consciousness, what is the use of such a relation? Just kill him or arrest him and put him in jail or abandon him. This affection for Duryodhan is no good. Imagine you have eyes which don't function. You can't see. And they are paining. Why to maintain eyes which are giving pain and which you cannot help to see? If the eyes help to see, then you maintain them. Then you tolerate the pain. But the eyes are not helping you to see. And plus they are giving you pain. Better throw them off. So we can live life better way. So Duryodhana is like this. So you kill him, arrest him, abandon him, and bring Yudhishthira Maharaj here, give him the kingdom. That is the best advice I can give. Mithura is so bold, he is giving this advice to Dhritarashtra in front of Duryodhana. And Duryodhana is hearing all this. So Duryodhana became very angry and he insulted Vidura, his uncle. He insulted him saying, Dasi Putra. He was Dasi Putra. But telling your uncle in that way in front of other elders is an insult. He said, who has allowed this Dasi Putra to come in this royal assembly? He is not our well-wisher. He is Yudhishthira Maharaj's spy. He is here sitting and only talking about good of Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is not from our side. He is from Yudhishthira Maharaj's side. Better throw him out naked without any belongings. The only thing he should be given is his breath. Duryodhana wanted to beat him, make him breathless, in fact kill him. And when he spoke like this, Dhritarashtra remained silent. He didn't speak anything. Vidura felt very hurt, very insulted. He got up, he took his bow and arrow, kept it on the palace door, and left. Actually Vidura had two desires. One desire was, since long he had not gone for yatra, tirtha. So he wanted to go for tirtha. And he was thinking long, whole night, that if war happens, I'll have to fight against the Pandavas, which I don't want to do. How will I escape this situation? I can't say no to Dhritarashtra, because if the war happens, everybody has to participate. And Duryodhana gave him a nice reason. He told him, get out. He said, Maraventer, sorry. Vidura left. This is a pure devotee. Even if he is insulted, even if he has challenging circumstances, he sees it, how this is an opportunity for my spiritual growth. How I can increase my dependence on Krishna? How I can take shelter of Krishna? How I see it as Krishna's mercy? So Yudhishthira Maharaj was surprised. Sorry, I am so sorry. Vidura was surprised to see Duryodhana's behavior, such a disrespectful, arrogant, proud, insulting behavior. And he was surprised how Maya is acting on Duryodhana's head. But he remained calm. He remained quiet. Even though he was hurt, but he used it as an opportunity. He immediately left the palace and he went to pilgrimage. He traveled so many temples, so many beautiful temples all over India. He took bath in so many holy rivers. He took darshan of so many deities of Krishna, Vishnu. And like that he reached the bank of Yamuna and there he met Uddhava. Uddhava is one generation younger to Vidura. But still Uddhava is such a pure devotee that Vidura was happy to offer him his respects. And he embraced Uddhava. And he asked Uddhava, how are you doing? How is Krishna? How is Bhishma? How is Drona? How is Yudhishthira? How are all the Pandavas? How are Krishna's sons? How are Krishna's wife? How is Kunti Maharani? Everybody he asked, because he remembered all of them. He was in pilgrimage for years and years. And there was no internet or online newspaper. So he didn't know what was happening in Hastinapur and Dwarka. And then Uddhava gave him bad news that Krishna has disappeared from the planet. He also hinted that a big war had happened in Mahabharata war and 640 lakh people got killed, almost everybody got killed there, except the five Pandavas, and Vipacharya, Aswatthama, Krishna, everybody else got killed. But Vidura also saw when Uddhava was talking about Krishna, he had tears in his eyes and hairs were standing and all the ecstatic loving symptoms were present on his body. Uddhava started narrating all the Krishna katha from childhood, Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, and he said finally Krishna arranged the destruction of his own dynasty Yaduvansh, and then Krishna retired. He sat under a banyan tree and he told me to go to Badrikashram, but I couldn't feel separation from him, so I didn't go to Badrikashram, I went behind him. And right in Prabhas Kshetra, Krishna sitting on the banyan tree was giving instructions to Uddhava. At that time Maitreya Rishi came there. Maitreya Rishi was also very attached to Krishna. He also sat there. So Krishna gave instructions to Uddhava and told him, I am going now, but you remain here. You go to Badrikashram and you spread this knowledge of Bhagavatam, which I gave to Brahmaji. And same Bhagavatam knowledge which Krishna gave to Brahmaji, he gave to Uddhava. And Maitreya Rishi heard at that time. And amazing is, Krishna told to them, especially Maitreya Rishi, that Vidura will meet you. When he meets you, you give him the same knowledge. So Krishna remembered Vidura at the time of his departure. Narrated this whole thing, Vidura had tears in his eyes that out of all the devotees, Krishna remembered me. Krishna, when he came as Shanti to as peace messenger, Duryodhana offered him to stay in Dushasana's palace. Duryodhana's palace was equal to Indra's palace, and Dushasana's palace was better than that. That was the best palace in the whole of Hastinapur. So they emptied Dushasana's palace for Krishna. And Duryodhana in his own palace arranged a very big sapan bhog for Krishna. And he requested Krishna, please eat with us and then take rest in Dushasana's palace. Krishna told Duryodhana, I do not eat. Duryodhana said, why? He said, it is generally the practice that one should eat only at two times, not morning and evening. One, when he is hungry, and second, when he is offered with love. So at this time, neither I am hungry, nor you are offering with love. So I will not eat. Duryodhana felt so insulted by this, he said, I love you, I am offering with love. He said, no. If you love me, then you should love Yudhisthira. If you are envious of Yudhisthira Maharaj, you don't love. So I will not eat. Yudhisthira felt very insulted. Then he said, okay, at least you stay in Dushasana's palace. All the facilities are there, five-star facilities. He said, no. Till my mission is fulfilled, till you agree with my proposal, I cannot accept it. And he went to whose place? Vidura's palace, out of Bhishma's house, Dronacharya's ashram, he selected Vidura's palace. And Vidura, whole night Vidura spoke and served Krishna nice prasad, helped him in all ways, massaged his feet, and discussed so much, asked him questions, and Krishna enlightened him. There was a very nice relationship. So Vidura remembered all this and he was crying. So he told Uddhava, look, Krishna spoke Bhagavatam to you, the same Bhagavatam which he spoke to Brahmaji. Please speak to me, become my guru. Now Uddhava is younger to Vidura. Vidura is like his father. But still Vidura is ready to accept him as his shiksha guru. In Krishna consciousness, age is not the criteria. In fact, there is no other criteria. If somebody is more advanced than us, somebody is pure devotee, then we should serve such a person. We should surrender to such a person and we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from such a person. Then our heart is purified and easily we can attain attachment to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So Vidura requested Uddhava, please speak to me Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava is of course qualified to speak, but he said no. He said, Maitreya Rishi is nearby and Maitreya Rishi is my senior. In front of my senior, I can't give instructions. It will be Maryada Vyatikaran. So you please approach Maitreya Rishi, accept him as your spiritual master. He will give you all the knowledge. He heard the same thing I heard from Krishna. So he will give you. Maryada Vyatikaran means a junior person. Even if he is qualified and competent to impart instructions, should not impart instructions when a senior is present or when a senior is around excessively. Only by the authority and permission of a senior or junior should open his mouth to speak on transcendental subject matters or to impart instructions. If somebody does not follow this, then he is doing Vaishnava aparad. He has obstacles in his bhakti, his health goes down, his opulence goes down, his piety goes down, and his duration of life goes down. Because he insults a senior person. That's Maryada Vyatikaran. Uddhava was fully qualified to be any person's spiritual master. Because Uddhava is pure devotee of Krishna, he heard Srimad Bhagavatam directly from Krishna, he is disciple of Brahaspati. And Uddhava is the one who at age 5, when he was at age 5, he would not play. He would just sit and remember Krishna. And mother would go and say, Uddhava, come, have breakfast. Uddhava would say, yes, yes, I am coming. And he would go for lunch. We forget. It is just remember and think of Krishna. Whole life Uddhava only used items which were rejected by Krishna. That clothes which Krishna discarded, that food which was in Krishna's plate, everything which Krishna discarded after use, Uddhava used. Uddhava used only Mahaprasad. And in Mathura, Krishna came to Mathura to kill Kams, but he couldn't go back to Vrindavan. And even though in Mathura Krishna was busy with taking care of his relatives, helping Ugrasen Maharaj to take care of the kingdom and performing duties as the well-wisher of Yadu dynasty, Andhaka dynasty, Buddha dynasty, but Krishna was very lonely, very alone. Privately he will shed tears, cry and only cry. Everything in Mathura Krishna did with a smile was external. His internal state was very pathetic, very disturbed, very distressed. He would remember Radharani, he would remember gopis, he would remember Govardhan Hill, his cows, his calves, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya, the cowherd boys, the Yamuna River, the Vrindavan, the Gokul Gaon. He would cry and cry. He didn't find anybody in whole of Mathura whom he can sit and share his grief. With whom he will share? He will go to Vasudev, his father, and say, I am missing my girlfriends. Or will he go to Devaki? Or will he go to Balram? Whom will he share his grief? There was not a single person in whole Mathura with whom he can share his grief as a friend and somebody who can understand and somebody who can keep it confidential. And after scanning through whole Mathura city, Krishna found only one person who can do this job, and that is Uddhava. So every day night he will sit with Uddhava. Uddhava will keep quiet and just listen, and Krishna will keep on sharing his grief, his outpourings, his crying, crying for Radharani, crying for gopis, crying for calves, cows, Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba. And finally Krishna told Uddhava, he took his hand in his hands. So please go to Vrindavan. I have a message. Carry my letter to Radharani, to the gopis, to Yashoda Maiya, to Nanda Baba. Then nobody in Mathura out and do this. I can't send this letter to anybody else. That is Uddhava's position. He was only trustworthy person to Krishna, only confidential, friendly to Krishna, who can carry his message to Vrindavan, to his beloved. So Uddhava carried the message. But Uddhava, the most knowledgeable person on the planet, he thought, I am the best because I am learned from Braspati, and it will take 2 minutes to convince this gopi not to cry. I just tell them Krishna is everywhere, he is in your heart as Paramatma, so there is no separation. So why are you crying? But when Uddhava went and saw the love of the gopi, he was bewildered. He said, oh, this is something far from my knowledge. And finally, what did Uddhava conclude? That to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan, so that the gopis, when they walk to Yamuna to fill water in their pitchers, they will touch their feet on my head, on the grass, and I will become purified. And even today, Uddhava is present in Vrindavan near Govardhan at Kusum Sarovar as a grass. Even today, there is Uddhava Kul, he is present there. Uddhava is so great that sometimes in Dwarka, when there was an issue to be solved, Krishna will call Uddhava. And Krishna will say, look, we have this problem. Please give advice. And Uddhava will give advice to Krishna. In fact, Uddhava said, Krishna, you are never bewildered, but you act as a bewildered person and ask my consultation. Seeing this Leela, I get bewildered. Krishna used to do that to people. So Uddhava is not an ordinary person. He pacified the gopis somehow. He achieved the mission. Even though he got transformed, but he also pacified the gopis, pacified Nanda Baba, pacified Yashoda Maiya. That Uddhava, he follows this etiquette. Even the Maitreya Rishi is senior to Uddhava in age, but in devotional service Uddhava is senior. Maitreya Rishi before meeting Krishna was not even a pure devotee. When he came in front of Uddhava and Krishna, he was Jnana Mishrabhava. But of course when he heard Bhagavatam from Krishna, he became pure. Mostly Uddhava followed Maryada Gati Kara. Prabhupada says this is one of the most important principles. Your Prabhupada told some of his disciples that even if you are qualified to initiate and impart instructions in the presence of Guru, you should not. In the presence of Guru, a preacher should inspire and encourage his followers or counselees or whom he is guiding to take shelter of his spiritual master. Not try to keep himself as a center of their life, but not try to keep himself as a goal of their life. But encourage them to take shelter of Krishna and the Guru from them. So Uddhava told Vidura that if he is going to make their issues, he will transcendental knowledge. And then he went for public action. Then Vidura traveled from Yamuna to Ganges, and he met Maitreya Rishi there. And he paid full verbal pranam to Maitreya Rishi and he started asking questions. Next, 3rd and 4th canto is full with question and answer of Maitreya Rishi and Uddhava in the Pachetas. And when Vidura was completely satisfied, all his questions were cleared, all his inquiries were answered, and he was further convinced that Krishna is the supreme bonum of life, Vidura took permission of Maitreya Rishi. And where did he go? He came back to Hastinapur. Why? Because he thought, I will do one more chance to deliver this blind brother of mine. Vidura was Yamraj, as we heard, Manduk Muni. He cursed Yamraj to become Vidura. And Vidura was happy with this curse. Why? Because Vidura, as Yamraj, is Mahajan. And Mahajan Yamraj had a deep desire to preach. But in Yamloka, there is no opportunity to preach. In Yamloka, in Narakloka, all people are so sinful, they can't sit in a Bhagavatam class. You can't preach to them. The only way to reform them is to give them punishment. So Yamraj was feeling that, when will I get a chance to preach? So when it was cursed by Manduk Muni, he thought, this is nice. Now I'll go to Earth planet, I will preach. But here also he didn't get much chance to preach. He was always busy with politics and diplomacy of the planets. So now, after further getting enlightened from Maitreya, he said, now I am bold. Anytime I may die, at least one person I will preach and make it pure devotee. So he came back. He said, Dhritarashtra is my target. Since childhood I am preaching to him. Let me cultivate and follow up. So he came back. The only reason he came back is to preach to Dhritarashtra. And we'll see in this chapter how he preached. How a sadhu should preach. How a genuine person should impart instructions. All the subtle qualities, subtle characteristics, what a preacher should have, every single thing will be there in this chapter. So those who are preachers or want to be preachers should not miss it. How Vidura preached. And he was successful. He finally pulled the plaster from illusion and he encouraged him to go to the forest. And so that is the name of the chapter, the plaster pulls home. Dhritarashtra went to the forest, performed meditation, and he got to it. And then Vidura went back at Yamraj. Vidura's mission was accomplished, he preached and liberated Dhritarashtra Maharaj. So this is Vidura's story, who approached Maitreya Rishi, even though he is so pure, so even though he personally massaged Krishna's feet, even though he personally fed food to Krishna, spoke to Krishna, but still he approached Maitreya Rishi for further purification. Because Vidura thought, I am materially contaminated. Because I associated with envious Vaishnava Apradhis like Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna, Shakuni and the Dhritarashtra who was so ignorant. So I should purify them. So we should know, on every step in material world, we are contaminated. We become contaminated. And we can't approach Krishna with the contamination. The only way to purify ourselves is to take shelter at the lotus feet of the pure representative of Krishna. When we submissively approach the pure devotee of Krishna, surrender and dedicate our life to him, ask him questions, engage in his menial service, then we get purified. Then we get further instructions, and that is how spiritual progress happens. So Vidura traveled to all the holy places. He took dip in all the holy rivers. He took darshan of all the beautiful deities and various temples. But still his main activity was not fulfilled. The main activity of Tirthyatra is not to take dip in holy rivers. Is not to do eye exercise by seeing Leela's Kalis and deities and walk around Parikrama. The main activity is to go to the sadhu and hear from him about Krishna. Vidura got that opportunity after meeting Uddhava. When he went to Maitreya Rishi, he asked so many questions and he was completely convinced there was nothing more to ask. He was very clear that the summum bonum, the final ultimate goal of life, is to engage in loving transcendental service unto the lotus feet of Krishna. All his doubts were clear, all his inquiries were answered. He was so fortunate to meet Maitreya Rishi. He was not searching, but he made out of the cosmic mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasad, they find Bhakti Lata Beach. A sincere soul, by the mercy of Krishna, comes in contact with the spiritual master, and by the mercy of spiritual master, revives in relationship with Krishna. So we should pray to Krishna that, my dear Lord, let me always have association and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of the pure devotees. That's all I want, nothing else I want. By that, all spiritual achievements will happen. All spiritual perfection will happen. All material maintenance will take care. Repeatedly we see verse after verse in Bhagavatam is talking about the same process of Sadhu Sangha. When Prithu Maharaj had direct darshan of Vishnu, Vishnu asked him, what do you want? And what did Prithu Maharaj say? I want the benediction of millions of years. He wanted millions of years on his body. Next he said, why millions of years? So that, and next he said, I want association of pure devotees, so that when they speak, I hear from all the millions of years. Because when pure devotees speak, the transcendental sound vibration, when it enters the ears, it awakens the soul. So the millions of years, so much sound vibration will go and will awaken the soul to its self-realization. To his realization that I am part and parcel of Krishna, I am servant of Krishna. That is realization. That is awakening of the soul. That is actual liberation. So Prithu Maharaj is asking. Balan Maharaj, Narasimhadeva asked him, what do you want? Balan Maharaj said, nothing, I don't want any benediction. Narasimhadeva insisted. And what did he pray? I want service and association of Narada. Narasimhadeva is standing in front of him, but he is asking service to Narad Muni. Why? He said, because of Narad Muni I am seeing you today. So my first duty is Narad Muni's service, not your service. My first duty is to please him. Because of his mercy today I am able to see you face to face. So Vajra got that opportunity. He got completely purified, realized by hearing from Maitreya Rishi, and now he was more capable to preach to this blind Dhritarashtra. So he comes back to Hastinapur to preach to Dhritarashtra. The whole chapter is about just this preach. Very nice chapter, very important. Okay? We'll end there. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Any questions, you will take.